This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Malvin L. Brown was a soldier and the first casualty of the U.S. Forest Service's Smoke Jumper program. The United States military was still segregated during World War II. Black troops were organized into separate units and saw combat primarily on the European front. One all-black unit created during the war was the 555th Parachute Infantry, a paratrooping company organized at Fort Benning, Georgia in 1943. In 1945, the 555th, popularly known as the Triple Nickels, received a unique assignment. The Japanese had begun dispatching balloon bombs from the Pacific Ocean to land and detonate on the West Coast. On May 5, 1945, a family was killed by such a bomb in the southern Oregon town of Bly. The incident represents the only homefront combat casualty of World War II. The Japanese would eventually launch over 9,000 balloon bombs in an attempt to start out-of-control wildfires and draw American resources away from the Pacific Front. The Triple Nickels were sent to the West Coast for what was called Operation Firefly. They were to train as smoke jumpers and put out remote wildfires caused by Japanese bombs. To do this, the men would jump from planes and drop into forest lands where they could extinguish the blazes on foot. 200 of the Triple Nickels' 300 enlisted men trained at Pendleton Airfield, where the U.S. Forest Service taught them the work of smoke jumpers. In just that one summer, members of the Triple Nickels had over 1,200 jumps. The unit was deployed to extinguish 36 fires in Oregon, Washington, California, and Alaska. Malvin Brown was one of the men serving in the 555th. He was from Baltimore and had enlisted in the Army's Airborne Unit in Philadelphia in 1942. He was a private first class and a medic in 1945 when he and the other Oregon Triple Nickels engaged in their long summer of firefighting. On August 6, 1945, a fire was reported in the Umpqua National Forest. Brown and eight others were assigned to the blaze, which was burning along a high, tree-lined ridge near Lemon Butte. After jumping and landing in a tree, Brown began lowering himself to the ground with his rope. Tragically, Brown fell and landed in a ravine 150 feet below. He died instantly. His fellow soldiers recovered his body and pressed on, carrying him more than 12 miles to the pickup point. Malvin Brown was the first smoke jumper to die in the line of duty, and the only member of the Triple Nickels to die during Operation Firefly. Because of discrimination, the story of black World War II veterans were not as celebrated as the stories of white soldiers. The Triple Nickel story still remains largely unknown, even in Oregon. Today, the Oregon State Historical Markers Program has erected markers in Pendleton and near Cave Junction, which tell the story of the 555th. Malvin Brown is buried in Baltimore. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.